All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, there is 1 week left to determine the four spots for the college football playoff. And what we know as of right now, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are in. Of course, the Irish finished the regular season with a record of 12-0. And of course, since they don't have a conference affiliate, they don't have a conference championship game that they are playing in. So you can rest assured that the Irish will be in the field of four. You look at Clemson. Clemson is a lock right now to make the field of four because, I mean, they're undefeated. They're the second-ranked team in the current college football playoff poll. And on top of that, they are about to beat the brakes off of the Pitt Panthers in the ACC championship game. So I don't see a scenario, where they are not invited to the field of four. You also look at the fact that there's going to be an SEC team in the field. Of course, we still have to see whether that's going to be Georgia or Alabama, depending on the winner of that conference championship game this Saturday in Atlanta. But the big thing right now, of course, is a big question that a lot of people are talking about. What happens if Georgia beats Alabama? Georgia's currently ranked number four. Alabama is currently ranked number one. How far would the committee drop Georgia if they were to beat Alabama, especially if it's a close game? We'll have to wait and see. So basically, you're looking at Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State fighting for two spots. Obviously, Alabama and Georgia have the inside track, while Oklahoma, who's currently ranked fifth, and Ohio State, who's currently ranked sixth, they're on the outside looking in. So if you're Oklahoma, the best thing that could happen for you is Alabama beating Georgia, because then you could automatically swap. And of course, Oklahoma plays Texas this Saturday in the Big 12 championship game. So that would mean an automatic swap. Georgia would slide down, and then of course, Oklahoma would go into that four spot. And if you're Ohio State, the best case scenario for you, you need Texas to beat Oklahoma. And then on top of that, you need Georgia to beat Alabama, because then that last spot comes down to either Ohio State or Alabama. And honestly, even with all that, it's still going to be a tough hill to climb for the Buckeyes, because you look at it, Ohio State's one loss was on the road versus a mediocre Purdue team, and they were actually blown out in that game. You also look at the fact that Ohio State struggled with a Maryland team a few weeks ago that did not go finish the regular season with a winning record. Yes, Ohio State is going to get credit for dominating Michigan this past Saturday at home when Michigan was ranked fourth. But I mean, you look at Michigan in the big games and they simply have not come through. So how far is that going to resonate for you? Alabama has dominated the SEC this year. They destroyed a very good LSU team, which has to go a long way for their credit. I mean, you figure going into Death Valley and shutting out the Bayou Bengals, that's big. At the same time, I will give Ohio State a ton of credit for going on the road and defeating the Penn State Nittany Lions in a night game, because night games at Happy Valley are not easy to come by. But again, how far would the committee drop Alabama if they were to lose to Florida? I look at Oklahoma, obviously, they want to take care of their business versus Texas, and then they have to hope that Georgia loses to Alabama. But I'm looking at Ohio State, and Ohio State, regardless of what they do against Northwestern, I think they're going to go out there and try to win big in the Big Ten championship game. But honestly, to me, it's just like last year for the Buckeyes. It's too little, too late. You had your shot. Ohio State, of course, last year, they lost two games. They lost at home to Oklahoma, and then they were blown out late in the season by Iowa. But that Purdue loss really hurt them. And we've seen this in recent years with Ohio State. It's always that questionable loss that hurts them and it comes back to bite them. So I think if you see a situation where Ohio State does not get in this year, and it would also mark the second consecutive year where the Big Ten champion did not get in, all that is going to happen is you're going to hear more talk of expansion for the college football playoff. And the reason is, you figure the Big Ten really got, you know, annoyed with the old BCS system with the quote-unquote SEC bias. Because, I mean, we saw, I believe, 9 consecutive years where an SEC team made the championship game in the BCS system. And, of course, 8 consecutive years where the SEC actually won. So it's a situation where, you know, if you were a conference not named the SEC, the college football playoff was basically built to appease you. And if you're a Big Ten school, now you're looking back like, hey, well, wait a minute. We've had to sit back now for 2 straight years and not get our team into the playoff. Honestly, with me, in my opinion, I think expanding the playoff is only going to water it down. But I understand the business and the dynamics of it as far as why somebody would definitely want to do it. But I mean, let's be realistic. Only 2 or 3 teams every year come this time of the year really have a legit shot to say, or a legit beef to say, you know what, we deserve to be the national champions. You've been playing football since August. We're looking at December right now. You've had more than enough time to sit up there and determine who should get into this field of four. And for my money, if you want to be in the playoff, just win your games. Win all of your games. That's the easiest way, if you're coming from a power conference, to solidify your chances of getting to the playoff. That's it. Plain and simple. So, I mean, the gripe is going to be there by Ohio State. The gripe is going to be there by the Big Ten. But the bottom line is you got to go out there and take care of your business. Last year, it was Iowa. This year, it's Purdue. And I guarantee you, win or lose, come Saturday night in Indianapolis, you know, Ohio State's going to look back and say, well, you know what? If we had not lost this game to Purdue, we would not be in this situation. But the bottom line is, that's what it comes down to. And I mean, unfortunately, like I said, you're going to hear more talk about expanding to 8 teams. And honestly, once you get to 8 teams, there's going to be a 9th team that's going to have a gripe. It's like everything. The more you expand, there's always going to be somebody to complain and say, you know, well, what about us? 4 teams is enough. We've had several months to get this thing figured out. Like I said before, take care of your business on the gridiron, and come December, everything always finds a way to take care of itself. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.